So the Education Research Alliance for New Orleans, we started about a year and a half ago, and the goal there was to both produce research to better understand what's working and what's not working, but also to help ground the debate in facts and evidence more than it has been. In the process, then the goal is to also become kind of a bridge builder with different parts of the community that have different opinions on the reforms. And so the conference then ended up being just an outgrowth of that, that to have that conversation, we wanted to literally have people in the room, and the conference seemed like a good way of doing that.
And who are you hoping to have in the room? Who's the audience for this conference?
In terms of who we have both on the panels and in the audience, it's mostly practitioners and community leaders. So we have school principals, CMO leaders, others who are running nonprofits. One of the interesting things in New Orleans is how many new organizations have popped up to try to serve different needs that arise in this different kind of a school system. So a lot of folks like that too, all the way down to parents and individuals who are making decisions themselves for their own children. On the national front, a lot of the folks outside are researchers, school district officials. A lot of school districts are around the country are looking at the same kinds of reforms, and so a lot of them are coming in.
Once you get all of these players together, what are the goals of the conference? What are you hoping this adds to both the local and national dialogue about education reform?
We have 15 new studies that we'll be presenting at the conference. So getting the findings out there is certainly part of the goal. But every session that we're having at the conference is intended to have a broader conversation about that topic. If you look at the agenda, we're covering a very wide range of topics. We have more than 30 sessions. We have 105 speakers. We're trying to cover what the community is talking about. So special education, English language learners, school closure, the outcomes on students, which is probably ultimately the most important thing people are focused on. So we're here to inform the debate and to construct a good conversation in the community about those things.
There's a sense that New Orleans is kind of the place to be this summer if you're interested and invested in education. Your conference is this weekend, and that's immediately followed by the National Charter Schools Conference. Talk a little bit about New Orleans' role as a stage where education reform is on display for people from all over the country.
Sure. Now, New Orleans certainly is on the national stage and really even the international stage. There have been delegations of parliament from at least two countries that have come to look at what's going on. So it's something people are paying a lot of attention to, partly because of Katrina and the kind of outpouring of support and empathy for the city, but also because the direction the school reforms went in was focused on principles that have been the basis for national school reform for 20 years. So basically, these two concepts, this test-based and market-based accountability that have become and had been national hallmarks of reform, were put in place in New Orleans in a much more intensive and aggressive way, and the old system was essentially erased.
Right, and now we're 10 years into this new system. What's at stake in the conversations that are happening at the conference and throughout the summer as we reflect on what is and isn't working?
I think there's a lot at stake. You know, right now and later in the month, Congress is debating the reauthorization of No Child Left Behind. And again, that's based on especially test-based accountability principles. But there's also interest in Congress for moving more in the direction of charter schools and choice and vouchers and so on that are part of what's going on here in New Orleans. So I think what's going on here will also inform that debate. In fact, Congressman Scalise locally recently talked about how the New Orleans experience was leading to his support for some of the bills in Congress. So we're not making it part of that conversation. It's already part of that conversation. And we're just trying to inform the debate and have a clear idea of what's going on here and what's working and what's not working.
I've been speaking with Douglas Harris, professor and director of the Education Research Alliance for New Orleans at Tulane University. Douglas, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Mallory.